On Christmas Day 1968, the three astronauts aboard Apollo 8 circled the dark side of the moon, heading on the journey back to Earth. And suddenly, over the moon's horizon, they were faced with an awesome sight. They could see Earth with its bright blue and white colours in the glistening light of the sun against the black void of space. The three men, who were all highly trained in science and technology, were privileged to be experiencing something unique to them, and something so awe-inspiring. Billions of people on Earth heard the voice from outer space as the astronaut read, "In the beginning, God created." These were the only words that could describe what they were privileged to see and be part of. They were in awe of the God who was there and in awe of his creation. They had the sense that the one whose creation that they were in awe of, was infinite and also eternal. The opening words that Pauline read from Genesis chapter 1 now has a new meaning for them. In the beginning, God. And in the beginning, God created. People look at this first chapter in the Bible in many different ways, don't they? It can be read through the eyes of faith, by those who truly believe that God was there from the beginning, and heaven and earth were created by him. Muslims believe that Allah created the world in six long periods of time. And over the last few centuries, scientists have developed solutions that are considered more logical and more consistent and better supported by evidence. An atheist will say that what scientists have discovered explains things better than an existence of God. So, what do you think? What do I think? Well, those Apollo 8 astronauts were having a real experience. The awe and wonder of what they were seeing and experiencing brought them to the conclusion that what they were witnessing didn't just happen by chance. There was a planner and a creator, and that was God himself. When I've spoken to people, or people have spoken to me about creation, I've been asked that age-old question. I'm sure you've probably been asked the same. Who created God? Who created God? And what people cannot conceive is that God was already there before his act of creation. They look for an explanation, but they don't find one. We would not be here tonight worshipping the one true living God if we believe, like the atheist, that God doesn't exist at all, or that he was created by a greater power. By faith, we have to see that this awesome God that we believe in and have experienced in our own lives was there in the beginning and did create the heavens and the earth. And then we can move on, can't we? We can take Genesis chapter 1 at face value, and we can take it literally, that in 6 days, let's say six consecutive 24-hour periods of time, God created the heavens and the earth. Or we can hold the view that his creation came about over a much, much longer period of time. And if we concentrate on detail more than what the awesome creator God has done, that's when we miss out. Whether the heavens and the earth were created in six by, let's say, 24-hour day, or a much longer period of time, one thing I am sure is that our God could do it in 6 days. So the big question is not how did it all start, but who is in charge and where is it going? Again, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29, tells us that the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children. A lot of people believe that we are not the only inhabitants of God's creation, that there is life on other galaxies that as yet we do not even know about. And that may be the case. But if it is, then, have we any reason to doubt that our God is not the God of other created worlds? We can debate, and we can go on debating, the things that intrigue us about God's creation. But there's no final answer or conclusion. But what we do know is that we are a part of God's creation. We are a part of God's world. We are part of God's great big picture. Now, it's not hard on a beautiful summer's day in the countryside or by the sea to appreciate that we are in God's created world. Perhaps it's more difficult to appreciate it on a day like today, with the darkness and the dampness of winter, fog coming down, like as last week, ice forming. But you know, it is still God's world. In the opening verses of Genesis chapter 1, we've got a picture of his creative power. The earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface. Now God was going to continue his creative act. On day one, light and darkness are separated. On day two, water and sky are separated. On day three, the dry ground is separated from seas, and vegetation was created. On day four, the sun, moon and stars were created. On day five, the creatures of the sea and the birds were created. On day six, the animals and humanity were created, alongside the vegetation to support the life that God had created. This is a truly creative work of a sovereign God, a perfectionist whose hand is in every detail of his creation. This is the creative work of a loving and caring God as he prepares the way for humankind to live and to thrive in his created world. God is mentioned about 30 times in this first chapter of Genesis. This is a reminder to us that he is in charge, and he is the sovereign Lord. He created out of nothing. The world is his world. He started with nothing and created a world fit for purpose. Verse 31. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. We're reminded in our New Testament reading from John's Gospel that God's Son was present at the start of creation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. So God the Father and the Son were there at the beginning. So was the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God, like the dove that came upon Jesus at his baptism, hovered over the waters, over the emptiness and the darkness. And as the Spirit moved over God's creation, form and fullness appeared, bringing it to life. And today, as God's Spirit moves in our lives, we can experience the life that the Spirit brings. This is really awesome, isn't it, when we think that the Spirit of God that was present at the beginning of the world is the same Spirit that is with us today. The sovereign and awesome God of creation is not history. He's not someone remembered for his achievements following his death, like, say, a famous artist or a musician. He is very much alive, and we can know him and we can have a relationship with him. we can have a personal relationship with the creator of the world that we are part of. Since creation to the present day, January the 15th, 2017, God has always been present in the world, bringing life and order. Psalm 33 and verse 5 reminds us that the earth is full of his unfailing love. And then verses 6 to 9 goes on of Psalm 33. That by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. Eight times in the chapter 1 of Genesis, we read, "And God said." So who was God speaking to? Speaking to Jesus, the Word, and the Spirit of God. Here we see a picture of the Trinity. The Jehovah's Witnesses will tell you that you cannot find the Trinity anywhere in Scripture. But here we see the Trinity, don't we? The Father, the Son, and the Spirit, all there at the creation. We've just celebrated the birth of the Saviour of the world. Mary carried the Creator God in her womb. The God of creation was coming into the world to bring sinful and wayward people like ourselves back to him. And that act truly shows the marvellous love that he has for us. The God of creation, just a few years later, was hung on a cross at Calvary. The God of creation was ridiculed, tortured, and treated just like a criminal. How could people treat the creator of the world in such an inhumane way? How could the creator of the world allow himself to be treated in such a terrible way by those that he had created? It's because we are special to him. He cares for us. He provides for us. God created a world that had everything for mankind to survive. No, that's not really right. No, it's more than that survival. For mankind to enjoy and thrive, living in his created world. Genesis 1:27-29. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds of the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food." This chapter leaves me in no doubt that we are the greatest part of God's creation. There are many theories as to how humankind came into being. That we evolved from animals over millions of years. Or, as I have heard, that humans were brought to this planet from a far more advanced civilization in deep space. When I was in my teens, Desmond Morris was in no doubt that over many millions of years, humankind evolved from the ape. And again, we can get hung up on looking for the answers, on searching out the theory perhaps that satisfies us, so much so that we can miss out on what Genesis 1 tells us. That we, that's you and me, we are the greatest part of God's creation. People may say, "Well, hark at you. Why do you think that you are so special? And the answer to their question is, because I am created by God, and he tells me that I am special. He created the world for us, for those who chose to crucify Jesus, for those who choose today not to believe in the sovereign God, and for those who are actively against him. We are marvellously made, and we are made in the image of God. We truly are a privileged people, and we truly are a loved people. We have understanding. We can reason. We can make a response. We can give ourselves back to him in gratitude, or, if we wish to, we can go our own way. We can respond to our Creator in disobedience or in love. We live in a world that dishonours God, a world of terrorism, a world of inhumanity, a world of conflict, and a world of greed. And yet when God had created humankind, what does it say in verse 31? It says that God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. We who are made in God's image have dignity and responsibility. We represent the Creator in the world, and we have the privilege, as responsible tenants, of sharing in his work, helping to make a world that reflects his glory. We are living in God's created world. We are part of his creation. Thanks be to God. I'm going to close by reading the words of a song that reflects the awe, the wonder, and the gratitude of God's children to the creating work of the sovereign God. If you are in awe and wonder of what God has created for you, then please join with me in reading these words in the Blue Hymn Book, number 488. 488. This is what it says. Join in if you wish. Lord, you created a world rich in splendour, touched with a beauty no words can express, able to move us to outbursts of wonder, so much to thrill us and so much to bless. Mountains and moorlands rise up to the heavens, rivers and streams tumble down to the sea. Gifts that amaze in profusion surround us, each a reflection of your majesty. Promise of springtime and harvest of autumn, cold winter mornings and warm summer days. Season by season brings new joys to greet us, reason to thank you and reason to praise. Deep in the forest, remote in the desert, down in the ocean or high in the air, life in abundance is everywhere around us, proof of your power and sign of your care. Lord, you have given a world rich in splendour, touched with a beauty that fills us with awe. Hear now our praises, we bring you our worship, with all creation we kneel and adore. Amen.